If I could talk, the stories I could tell is the Bill Elder Podcast on this 19th day of November 2010. Happy birthday to Dick Cavett, who is 74. Ted Turner is 72. Larry King is 77. And Alan Young, he was the guy on Mr. Ed. Only people my age and older will remember that on television. He turns 91 today. I'm making Fridays kind of potpourri day when I can talk about the stuff that normally I don't get to talk about the other 4 days of the week. First of all, ACB, Allie, Chris, Bill. Yes, we are doing Project for Awesome. Everybody wants to know whether it's scripted or not, and the answer is yes and yes. I've said this before in a video, but yeah, some we script, some we don't. It just depends on the project. Project for Awesome will be mostly scripted because it's complicated, and you'll understand when you see it, but... And we use Google Documents, and it's a lot of fun. Now, sometimes we just record a video and we put them together. That's what we did with this last one with the superheroes. And so we all made a video. In fact, when we started and we started emailing, like 7 or 8 emails go out before we even start, and we're just kind of rough drafting things, typing out loud, I guess, typing as we think. Earlier this week, I made mention that I was on the Chartjackers video. Yes, it's true, but I didn't make it outside of a box. I'm in two boxes. You know, the crowd, where they ask the crowd? I didn't have like a scene shot or anything, but I think I believe it's the top left hand on one of the box shots. Maybe the first one when the crowd's singing, I Got Nothing. I'm in that, and then I'm clapping somewhere in there. So yeah, in Chartjackers twice. Snow Leopard. I installed Snow Leopard this week. One of the programs that I use for my videos now no longer works. So, who knew? so far, it was a perfect upgrade. You put the disc in, it does its thing, you take the disc out, and then you just kind of clean up the shrapnel from programs that will no longer refuse to work with a 64-bit operating system. I love all my computers. They all have a reason to be here, but I get really tickled at Steve Jobs. I mean, I understand he's a saint to many people, but I think one day he's going to start nutting up, and he's going to create things that people are going to go, "What the hell have you done?" But there's going to be a certain segment of real Apple fanboys and girls that are going to buy into it. But mark my words, at one of the meetings, he's going to go insane and say, "We've got lollipops with touch screens," and everybody's going to go, "Ooh," and the rest of the world is going to be going, "What the hell? Every time you lick the lollipop, it makes a different note." Okay, in other news, the world's tallest couple gets married. He's 7'5", she's 7'3", and they hope to change this into a huge reality show. And they ask the couple, "What do you want for wedding presents?" And they said, "Big sheets." Thank you. I'm here till midnight. Stores will now be open on Thanksgiving Day. It used to be that you could go have at least a day before the big Friday sales happen here in America. But no, Sears, Kmart, Toys R Us, Thanksgiving Day, they're going to be open. So as they were saying, if you, I love the way they're putting it. If you get tired of your family, you can go shopping. Say what you want about America. We may not be able to fix our economy, but we sure as hell can get people out to stores to buy things they don't need with money they don't have. Makes sense. See you Monday.